grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian centered on a one-time pass. Flips the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean, Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Drop back now. Let's not get too fancy here. Wenberg carries through center ice across the line. Veers to his left. He moves in. Deke shoots. He scores! Alex Wenberg gets the winner for the Sharks in overtime. His second overtime goal this year. And the San Jose Sharks win by the score of 2-1. And how about the celebration? Half the team going to Wenberg and the other half going to Vitek Vanacek, who had a spectacular game to get this victory in nets and stay letter perfect lifetime against the Blue Jackets at a perfect 7-0.
Yeah, I think that's part of this group. We're trying to learn how to win. It's difficult to win in this league physically, mentally, pushing through adversity, you know, penalties, things go wrong, things go right. You got to continue to play the right way and compete and play a certain way for us to win hockey games. And we're learning that as a group as we go here.
All right, what's happening, everybody? It is Wednesday, November 6th, and the San Jose Sharks have won 4 of their last 5 games, and it feels like change is afoot for San Jose. And I know that the immediate comeback can be, well, Ted, how is this different than the streak that they went on in December last year? Why is this any different? Well, immediately, because the Sharks are way ahead of the pace that they were a year ago in terms of the games that they won. And I think the other thing to note is that we can see the learning process actively happening in real time, to where you are watching them rectify mistakes or cut down on problems that they have been making. And I think that there was an immediate learning process from the game on Saturday night, in which they scored a goal to take the lead and then once again immediately surrendered a goal shortly after scoring to go down and walk away with not even a point. If you're going to score a game-tying goal that late at home and give yourself the ability to walk away with at least a point, you have to walk away with at least a point. And the Sharks failed in that instance. They gave up a goal with less than 30 seconds to play and walked away losers without getting anything out of that game. And they were potentially in a similar situation in last night's game. They had an early goal by Grundstrom get taken away after a review, and then they had given up a third period goal to watch their 1-0 lead disappear, and they were not dealing with their offense well enough to create enough opportunity to get themselves a lead bigger than 1-0 up to that point, and they didn't have an immediate answer. So you're looking at a tight 1-1 game, a tie game going late into the game. They did not concede. They did not surrender. They took it to overtime and immediately earned themselves a point. And in that instance, they took advantage of what they did not on Saturday night. So that's an immediate rectification from one game to the next. Tight game, late, at home. They did not commit the same mistakes. Now, in terms of the penalty situation, which seemed to creep back into their game last night more than we had seen previously, there's part of me that just thinks that that game was called pretty darn tightly, and that's going to happen from time to time in the NHL. I don't pretend to love every single call. I don't pretend to hate every single call, but there were just calls over the course of the game that I did not love, and there were a lot of special teams play. There was, you know, just situations where both sides did not have much of a flow. There wasn't a great flow to the game at all. And we'll talk about that with Tyler Toffoli. I talked to him after last night's win, but you know, you're watching the team understand the game. And when we come down to the term of game management, which is an overused but appropriate term for what we deal with in sports right now, you have to ask yourself, did the team respond to situations well enough? Did the team do what they had to do in these critical moments? And in last night's game, it may have taken Vitek Vanacek with the most impressive performance that I've seen since Mackenzie Blackwood's 50-save performance in Game 2 a year ago against Colorado, but this time they won that game, right? This time they did not end up on the losing side of that. That is a direct comparison from what we saw a year ago. And sometimes you do need your goalie to stand on your head. Sometimes you're not going to have it all. But Columbus is not a great team, and the Sharks were able to take advantage of a team that is not great in their building and walk away with a win. And when you look at these last wins that they have been able to rack up, we go back to the game on the 28th of Monday. That was relatively miraculous. I'm not going to try and deny anything about it, but sometimes you need to have a miraculous win. On the following night, a week ago Tuesday, they were able to come back with a very hard-fought, tight win against LA, in which they cut down on falling behind early. Utah, they fell behind early. They still were able to come back and get a win. The Kings, they did not fall behind early. They got a win. Then we talk about the game against Chicago last Thursday night. They did not fall behind early and were able to hold on and get themselves a win. We move into the month of November. It's a tight game against Vancouver. They did not fall behind early in this one. And unfortunately, they conceded late after finding that game-tying goal and seemingly took it away as a learning experience. Last night's game, offense isn't giving them much, and they did enough with help from their goalie, who was unbelievable, to walk into overtime. They earned a point out of this game, which, again, huge improvement from one game ago, and then they were able to get a win because Alex Wennberg, for the second time in the last week and a day, was able to come up with a brilliant overtime goal to give the Sharks a win. And sometimes that's what you need. It's not always just about being cohesive and, you know, team-oriented and all of these things that we look to in sports to where it is a collective effort. It was a collective effort over the course of 60 minutes plus overtime last night, but it also was particular moments of brilliance from Vitek Vanacek and a brilliant game-scoring goal from Alex Wennberg. You do need players to arrive at the moment. You do need them to blow up and have those great, just absolute electric moments that lead you to a win. Ultimately, it takes everyone that's out there on the ice. It takes everyone to give their effort, but sometimes you need more than just the collective efforts. You do need those individual moments, and the Sharks got many of those last night, and I think that you're watching a little bit of a correction compared to what we saw with the 0-7-2 start, to where the Sharks were just getting a little bit more of the benefit of the break than what we saw over the first nine games in which they were winless. Because we go back to the game opener against St. Louis, probably deserved better than a 5-4 loss. I don't know. You can argue with that one, but they did enough to get themselves a win, and then suddenly St. Louis came storming back. Talk about game two against the Ducks. They gave themselves a really good chance in that game, didn't get any of the breaks. They lost. Game three in Dallas, they gave themselves a chance to win in that game. You know, the only two where I looked in that winless start where the Sharks were not really amazing was the game against Winnipeg and the game against Vegas. The rest of those games, they were giving themselves a shot. Even when we look at the game against Colorado in which they lost 4-1, collectively, they were pretty good. But if you look at the majority of the games that the Sharks are playing, except for the Vegas and the Winnipeg games, they gave up two goals against Anaheim. They gave up two goals against Dallas. Yes, they gave up four against Chicago, but they were not blown out by any way, shape, or form. And yes, Avalanche scored four, but then once again, three against the Ducks in a loss, three against the Kings in a loss. And then you get beat up by Vegas. But, you know, most of the time, the vast majority of the Sharks' defense has been pretty good. It's the offense where they've been lacking. And we all know that they did not have more than three goals until they got that first win in overtime at Utah. But even in light of their offense not being amazing, because yes, they did get five goals against Utah and they got four against LA. That was a win as well. They got three against Chicago. And then, you know, we look at last night's game. They got two after only getting two against Vancouver. The defense has been playing better and better. And for the most of the year has been playing pretty good, except for a couple of games. It's the offense that hasn't been up to snuff, and you hoped that last night you would have more of an offensive improvement with the return of Macklin Celebrini, but I think it was pretty clear from my perspective that he was rusty, that he did not look as sharp as he did in game one of the season or in training camp or in the preseason because he hadn't played in almost a month's time. And we're looking at a first month of the season in which the Sharks are significantly better overall. They're not bleeding goals game after game after game. If we go look at the first, you know, 14 games of last year, it's a very different situation. They only had 2 wins up to this point. This year, they have 4. They didn't score their first win until the month of November. This year, they had 2 wins by the time the month of October came to an end. So there is immediate improvement from a year ago, and there is just immediate improvement in real time. And I think we're also looking at what has so often been talked about at the early stages of this season, and that is the team learning how to win. And unfortunately for the Sharks, when you have a new group of players, learning how to win is a result of unfortunate losses. We talk about opening night. We talk about Dallas. We talk about Anaheim. We talk about that second loss to Anaheim and the second loss to LA. And I think, you know, you learn from the losses in Chicago and at home against the Avs. Those were games that the Sharks gave themselves a chance, but they were making critical mistakes. They were falling behind. They learned the lesson since that point. The biggest one, in my opinion, is not falling behind early, but they have learned those lessons and have taken them to heart and are rectifying them and playing better games. Now, last night, did I not love all the penalties? No, of course not. However, the penalties are not as damaging as they were, and right now they're learning how to improve upon that part of their game because it's not to the level that it was previously. And this team and any other team should not be striving for perfection because that's only going to lead you to a disappointing outcome. But what you should be striving for is improvement. And the Sharks are improving from where they were to start this season to where they are now. And yes, the schedule is difficult ahead because they're going to go out onto the road and they are going to be in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, in New York, in Pittsburgh. But before that, they've got a chance to win 4 out of 5 on a homestand and see if they can put together another consecutive game winning streak. And the fact that they've won 3 out of 4 at home and 4 out of 5 overall and have a chance to win 5 out of 6, that is remarkably telling as they have that last home game on Thursday night against Minnesota. And now they will go out on the road after that and see what they truly are. And not every team that they're going to be going against is some world beater in any way, shape, or form. And the Sharks have proven themselves to be a tougher team up to this point of the year. But, you know, we watch this team evolve. We watch Vitek Vanacek, who has been very, very good up to this point of the year. And now he's getting wins and rewarded with high quality performances. And, you know, he gets to go out there and see if he can keep it rolling on the road. And Alex Wennberg, who continues to contribute, he gets to go out there and see if he can keep it rolling. He's got, you know, 2 overtime game-winning goals. And we also talk about the performances that we see from a new player like Timothy Liljegren, who we'll be talking at the end of this episode. He is an addition that the Sharks like on their squad, and we can see what he will bring. And then we just look more and more at what the Sharks are building towards and actively becoming. You know, Jack Thompson gets his first NHL goal last night. It was bound to happen at some point, and it came through at a big time. And yes, Macklin Celebrini was not his best self last night in any way, shape, or form, but now that he's back out there for San Jose, you will watch improvement from him as he continues to learn the NHL. Will Smith, oh, look at that. He picked up another point. He's getting better with each following game that he's playing. There were a lot of people who were screaming, send him down, but guys, it takes time. No one is going to be amazing immediately. Macklin Celebrini was not amazing last night in any way, shape, or form. Macklin Celebrini is still a work in progress. Yes, in game number 1, he was out of his mind and had an incredible outside backhand spinorama that led to a goal, which was a little bit fortunate, but hey, you'll take that any day of the week. But that was not a play you can hope to replicate. And yes, he had a nice pass on the assist to Toffoli for the goal, but those are not things that are going to happen in every single game. What you're looking at is everyone collectively being better than where they were. And last night, Fabian Zetterlund, he had 2 points overall. Alex Wennberg, he had a goal. Jack Thompson had a goal. Will Smith had a point. Vitek Vanacek had an assist. The first ever goalie to record an overtime assist in San Jose Sharks history. Those are everything that you need because it can't just be Mikael Granlund and Tyler Toffoli and William Eklund and Fabian Zetterlund and, you know, just the core 4 every single night. You need offense from everyone. You need everyone contributing. It's got to be everyone out there on the ice. And so for San Jose, you watch it get better from 1 week to the next and you see what they can continue to improve upon. I think at this point, the main concern for me is having more and more ozone possession, something that was a big problem last night. The formula in last night's game, in which they were pinned in their own end, in which they were not generating shot volume, in which they were not getting ozone possession, is not one that you want to replicate for wins. However, in the midst of that, an imperfect game, highly flawed, the Sharks found a way to win against a team that has a better record, but the Sharks had momentum on their side at many points of the game. Even though it was not the greatest crowd we've ever seen in terms of numbers, because it was election night, I have to imagine that's what it was, because there was a good crowd there on Saturday night. But in last night's game, they took advantage of being at home. And an imperfect game in which it was not improbable that they won, but just not a great formula for winning, they won. They rode momentum. They were advantageous. They let the crowd lift them at moments. All things you need to be an improving team in the NHL. And listen, I watched a lot of games last year where the Sharks gave themselves a chance only to collapse. In this most recent game, the Sharks came up with the answers and immediate response to what they did in Saturday night's game, in which they scored a goal and conceded. Now, again, I talk about the offense as being one point of needed improvement, because getting, you know, just three goals to win a game, you know, that's what they did against Chicago. That's what they did against LA. If you look at last night's game, only two goals, one not coming until overtime. These are not great scores that are going to help you win games. Yes, you've got to be able to win the tight games if you're going to turn into a better team in the future. But ultimately for San Jose, they've got to be able to create more offense overall. But another one that we saw last night that they improved upon is that they did not give up a goal immediately after scoring. That was a big, big issue in the previous several games, to which they would score, and then within the next shift or two shifts, they were giving up a goal. That didn't happen last night. It happened on Saturday night when they got the game-tying goal, and you thought, hey, they've given themselves a chance at overtime. But once again, they gave up a goal shortly thereafter that put them at a deficit. And that's something that cannot be part of their narrative. That's something that cannot be part of a winning team's background. Yes, they were winning in spite of those goals that they were surrendering right after scoring goals of their own. But again, that's not a recipe for success. But you can't play a perfect game unless you rectify mistakes. Have the Sharks been falling behind early lately while they've been getting these wins? Nope. Have the Sharks been committing as many penalties as they have been? Nope. Did they rectify the immediate issue of giving up goals right after they scored goals, at least in last night's game? Yeah, they did those things. And so now the next step is the offense. It's getting more offensive generation, more shot volume, more ozone time, more second and third attempts out of one possession, and not getting pinned in your own because that was what was happening last night. Now, granted, Vitek Vanacek stood on his head. I'll take it any single night of the week that a goalie wants to stand on his head. But I joked with him, and you're going to hear about this. I said, keep it rolling, just maybe not 50 saves again. He said, no, not 50 saves, but hey, he came up. He performed. He did what was asked of him. You got to rise to the moment sometimes. Sometimes you need your goalie to bail you out. And I also think that part of that narrative is that that's what the game dictated. We talk about game management, and we think about just this general term, but the game was giving a tight feeling. It was not an offensive back and forth. It was good saves and defensive plays and not a whole lot of scoring. And so if that's what the game is dictating, how are you going to respond to it? In that instance, it was Vitek Vanacek responding to what the game was giving. I know it's not always the most fair to tell a goalie like, hey, your team's not scoring, so you've got to respond. But that is the harsh reality in that instance. You need to be able to respond. You need to be able to rise to the moment. And in doing so, you can help yourself get a win. And so that's what Vitek did last night. And the Sharks, again, are being rewarded for better efforts overall. They're not being as heavily penalized as they were previously. They are not falling behind early. They are not committing many of the same sins that they were earlier in the year, and they're being rewarded for it. And there were games throughout those first nine winless where they should have been rewarded for it, and they weren't. And yes, maybe this is a bit of a pendulum swing, but the pendulum doesn't swing unless you give it a push. And the Sharks were pushing back throughout the entirety of that nine-game winless streak to start the season. And now they are being rewarded for it. And that ultimately is what you're looking for. And the Sharks are giving themselves a chance. They're cleaning up their mistakes. They're making improvements overall. And now this next test is to see that after Thursday night, if they can go out onto the road and not commit many of the same mistakes they did on the previous road trip before they were finished up in Utah. If they can do that, they can go 500 on a road trip and continue to show most of the time the better level of hockey that they've been playing. Boy, that would be a huge sign, guys. That would be indicative of a lot of the hard work that was been going on off the ice. That means that your new acquisitions, your Wenbergs, your CCs, your Toffolis, they're playing better. You're watching Will Smith be a consistent contributor more often than not as of late. He's been on the score sheet. You're watching Macklin Celebrini be back and looking at him to get back into that game flow. I imagine he will contribute. Jack Thompson contributing. Both your goalies playing good hockey. Yeah, it adds up. It adds up. All right, I was able to get some exclusive interviews after last night's game. Let's start off with the man of the hour, Vitek Vanacek.
All right, we're here with Vitek Vanacek after the San Jose Sharks overtime win against Columbus Tuesday night at the Tank. 50 saves. I know you've been at this for a while, but where do you rank that in terms of one of your all-time games that you've played?
Yeah, this one felt really good. I'm not going to lie, this felt really good from the beginning of the game, you know, a couple of shots and then start feeling really good, so I'm really happy for that. Yeah.
You saw 51 shots against. Did you ever have a chance to relax throughout the game, or did you just feel that because they were getting so many shots on that you just had to be locked in the entire time?
You always lock, but when it's puck on another side, you're just trying to relax as much as possible when it's going to come back. So that was the time for sure when I had a relaxed time.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the replays of some of those saves and second and third saves you made yet?
No, I didn't.
You're going to like them. I'm pretty sure you are. There's some pretty good ones.
I hope so. Thank you.
One of the stats that I saw here after the game here from President Jonathan Becker over there is that you're the first Sharks goalie in the history of the franchise to have an overtime assist. So you made some history on top of a rather historic performance for yourself.
Oh, that's really nice. I didn't know that, so I'm really happy for that. And then, I mean, I just passed it, and then the guys did the job.
But it started with you. You got to take credit for that. The team's playing well, man. Four wins out of the last five games, a correction from where you were. Just how is the group feeling right now? Is this where everyone expected it would be?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you see the start, I wasn't that good, you know, but we get the one first win of the season and everything came back, and then I know we have a group of good players, and then we can do this every time, you know. That's like I'm saying, we have a really good team, so we can push and then winning more and more games.
You had a really tight game on Saturday night and obviously didn't walk away with the result that you wanted, but do you feel that played an impact at all in terms of how the team managed again a really tight game tonight?
That game as Vancouver was just tough, you know. We think we can come for sure with 1 point, but at the end we just make a mistake and then they scored. And then that's the situation when you have to learn from that and then just come for another game and then just learn from that and then push in different games. So I think we take the experience from that and then today we won.
Nice. What did you think of Macklin tonight and his return, having not played since the first game of the year?
Yeah, I mean it's always tough when you're not playing, when you're injured and then you come back, so you feel always different. But I know, or everybody knows, he's a really good player, so he's gonna help a lot.
Yeah, and then looking ahead to Thursday night, what do you guys have to do to keep this momentum rolling?
I mean, you have to play the same way, you know, tight defense and then score some goals and then make saves and then win the game.
Just maybe not 50 again?
No.
Right on, Vitek. Well, congrats on the win. An incredible performance, man. And like I always say, I'll bug you again soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
And again, Vitek Vanacek with an absolute phenomenal performance. And just that's got to be one of the best games he's ever played in his career. I hope he doesn't have to do that again for San Jose in the near future. But it's nice to know that it's there in his game when it is called upon. I also spoke with Timothy Liljegren after last night's game. This is what he had to say.
All right, we are here with Timothy Liljegren after the Sharks overtime win against Columbus Tuesday night at the Tank. Obviously, man, you're the newest member of the team. You're getting used to everything here, but you're getting your taste of San Jose. How's the experience been so far?
It's been good. A lot of good guys in the team, and they welcome me here, so feels good so far, and obviously nice to get a win today too. So good start.
Yeah, very similar in the sense of a very tight game going down, you know, towards the finish, like Saturday night. How much do you think the experience, maybe not being able to walk away with at least a point out of that game, maybe had an outcome effect on tonight's game, to where the team had just played in a very tight game but had not had the finish they wanted?
I think so. I mean, we have a young team here, and it's a learning experience from last game, and we did a better job holding them off in a third. They added a lot of pressure on us, but yeah, it was good to get the win in overtime, for sure.
Yeah, and just for you in terms of getting used to everything here in San Jose, where do you feel you are in that process of getting to know what guys like to do on the ice, who you're paired with out there, and just, you know, figuring out where you want to go with the puck in certain situations?
I feel like it was a little bit better today, 5-on-5. I felt better, you know, skating with the puck, having the puck on my stick. Obviously, I think I need to improve a little bit on the power play, simplify, and yeah, I think it's a work in progress. And I felt a little bit better today than the last game, so hopefully next game will be even better.
Nice. And then just in terms of the minutes that you've been getting versus the lack of playing time you're getting your previous stop, is it just, are you having fun? Is it good to be back there on the ice consistently?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as a professional athlete, you want to play, and obviously in Toronto, I didn't play this year, so it's been fun coming here and you know, playing more minutes, and just excited to be here. And it's a good group, as I said, so hopefully we have fun here.
What did you think of Vitek Vanacek tonight?
Unreal. As I said, they had a lot of pressure on us in the third, and he stood on his head, so it was man of the match, and you know, kind of got the win for us.
Nice. And then looking ahead to Thursday, what do you think the team has to do to carry this momentum into that game?
Yeah, so I think this team is a young team, and we learn from every game, so I think, you know, one thing is building off of the momentum, and kind of feed off of this win, and bring that energy into Thursday.
Congrats on the win. Welcome to San Jose, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you.
Good to get to know him, and we also spoke with Tyler Toffoli after last night's game.
All right, we were with Tyler Toffoli after the San Jose Sharks overtime win against Columbus on Tuesday night at the Tank. Just looking at everything the team's been through over the last week and a day now, 4 wins in the last 5. You were positive during the winless start to the season, but how does it feel for things to be just turning around, the wins to be coming more consistently?
Yeah, I think, I mean, tonight especially we found a way to win. I don't think it was our best effort, but you know, those are the games you have to find a way to win, and Vitek was amazing for us, and obviously, you know, giving up the goal in the third there isn't ideal, but, you know, we stuck with it and got the win.
Yeah, and obviously this game, weird pacing, a lot of special teams play. How much did that disrupt the flow of everything?
Yeah, I mean, there's no flow at all throughout the whole game, so I think that, you know, could be a factor, but at the end of the day, you know, there's no flow for them either, and, you know, I think we gave up a little bit too much and too many opportunities, but like I said, being able to find a way and you know, get that win and be able to move forward here.
How does the team feel in terms of what you thought it could be versus how it was to start off the season? Is this more in line with what your expectations were?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're winning games is you know, what you come into every season to do, and obviously it was a, you know, a tough start, frustrating start, but slowly getting healthier and healthier, and being able to have a full lineup changes things, obviously, and I think it's just something that we need to keep building and building our chemistry and, you know, keep moving forward and trying, you know, keep digging ourselves out of the hole that we, you know, started the season in.
Speaking of digging out of holes, that's something the team has also cut back on compared to, you know, a little bit ago when the team was falling behind 2-0 in games, 3-1, 4-1. That seems to have worked its way out. Is that just helping you guys not having to be chasing a game? Is that just a big boost to what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, there was definitely a stretch there where we were pretty much spotting teams 2-3 goals in the first period, and that's no good for any team. And I think our starts have been much, much better, and you know, being able to play with the lead and be able to, you know, play a little more freely in that sense is definitely helping us.
What did you think of Macklin's return tonight? Obviously a lot of pressure, fairly or not, on an 18-year-old kid who's the number one overall pick, but, you know, the crowd gets excited every time he's got the puck on his stick.
Definitely, no, he's electric. I think our line had some spurts of some good things, and then we had some shifts where we didn't do a whole lot. Nothing bad, but I think it's something that, you know, we need to get better at and understand that, you know, we got to try and lead the charge every shift that we're out there.
I know that you play with a pretty good goalie there in L.A. and Jonathan Quick, but I'm curious, just watching Vitek tonight, when you see a performance like that, does it still kind of give you pause to consider, man, this guy's having a good game?
Yeah, it felt like he was, you know, nothing was going to go in on him. Obviously, we had that breakdown, and they scored a really nice goal, but he made some huge saves for us throughout the whole game, and it was definitely a special performance.
And how is you know, your confidence level feeling? Because obviously you're getting more comfortable here in San Jose. You're getting more, you know, I guess, acclimated with your teammates. How is it for you?
Good. Yeah. No. Like I said, everyone's slowly getting healthier and healthier. And when we have a full lineup, it'll be nice to kind of get in the rhythm and kind of understand, you know, where everybody's at. And you know, like I said, we're slowly getting there.
And then looking ahead to Thursday night, what does the team need to do to keep the good times rolling?
Yeah, definitely going to be a much different challenge. A team that's playing really well, and they play a really hard game, and something that we're going to have to be prepared for.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Again, that is Tyler Toffoli after last night's win. We are out of time. I will talk to you all on Thursday as we get ready for the Sharks to look to see if they can take 4 out of 5 on a home stand. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.